Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, with us today as he tells it like it is in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 21,000 head, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,900 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Earlier in 2019, it was announced that Kendall Frazier, the longtime chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, planned to step down at the end of the year. In August of this year, it was announced that Colin Woodall would be the next chief executive officer, leaving his position with NCBA in Washington and moving to Denver. As Colin's taken on the role of CEO, he's also taken on the role of being advocate for the organization and for the beef business.
You know, we're just not going to tolerate the ridiculousness of the detractors out there. Whether those detractors are other cattle producers, whether those detractors are uninformed consumers, or whether those detractors are activist groups. And so we have taken a more pointed approach. We're going to call that out. We're going to call it out publicly, and we're going to set the record straight. And we've had a lot of positive response from our membership that we are doing the right thing and that they're glad to hear it. And so we're going to continue to do that. You're going to see more and more from NCBA that is a little bit more pointed than we've been in the past.
One criticism from several populist groups, the claim that NCBA uses checkoff funds for policy work.
You know, it's a point of attack just because they don't know how it works. You know, the firewall is a robust system that's in place to make sure that checkoff dollars are never, ever used for NCBA's policy activities. We audit that internally. We have external auditors that look at that, and USDA audits that. And every time it comes back that we are always using the dollars appropriately. And so we will put up our track record against anybody's claims any day of the week. That is something we're proud of. It's something we take very seriously. And as the new CEO, especially coming from the policy side, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we are always in compliance.
Some of your affiliates seem to be taking a cue from your desire to defend the industry and the organization more aggressively. They're stepping up as well. Mr. McKnight from Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, quite a substantial op-ed piece, and some others as well. They seem to be catching that vision.
You know, everybody in this industry has a right to their own opinion, but not the right to their own facts. And unfortunately, we have seen groups like RCAF and others just make up their own facts. And, you know, we're all done with it. We're all done with it because what it has done is it has hurt our industry and it's taken the focus away from things that actually are important to us. Trade deals, tax reform, environmental issues. So we're all just sick of the ridiculousness that I had talked about, and we're going to go ahead and call it out so that way we can all get back to business. Again, not everybody's going to agree with NCBA, and that's fine. But you better make sure you know what you're talking about, and making up your facts, your own facts, is just not acceptable to us anymore.
Well, let's talk Holcomb for a moment. As far as, obviously, we're waiting on USDA to come up with some sort of a report. A lot of finger-pointing about how there's been collusion, and that goes back to that thing of, you know, there's a lot of mistrust.
Yeah, there is a lot of mistrust, and it goes back, of course, to that Tyson fire at the Holcomb plant in Kansas. We just don't have a definitive answer, and that's what cattle producers are looking for. What exactly happened? And that request, that word got to Secretary Perdue, and he said the same thing. Let's make sure we know what happened. And so they are currently in the process of looking at all the data, doing their investigation. And I can guarantee you that Undersecretary Eyeball has this as a top priority. And they expect to have a report for us probably late this year, early 2020. And they want to make sure it's the definitive word. If it's all about market forces, then we need to know that. If it's about collusion, then we also need to know that, and we need to look at how we move forward with prosecution. But right now, we just have to be patient as USDA continues this effort.
Truth in labeling. I know that NCBA has come out with a statement regarding that you're looking at it. You're going to let the policy process work out. But there are those that are saying that current rules that are there in place after the repeal of COOL in, 2015 has allowed some beef that isn't necessarily a born-bred, raised product to be labeled product of USA.
Well, this is another great example of the detractors within the industry that are talking about things they know nothing about. Because when we have asked, okay, show us the proof, nobody can show us the proof. It's really easy to talk about things when you just hear about it in the coffee shop. It's much different when you actually have to substantiate that. And from NCBA's standpoint, we are always about making sure we're substantiating the position that we have. So we are having conversations with the Food Safety and Inspection Service and USDA to find out if there is any truth to it. But right now, those who are making those accusations have not been able to prove those accusations, and I think that's hurting all of us.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year's featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.